Hello, Summer, and welcome to this new episode of Now in Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hello, Irene. Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening to my story.
So let's start with the huge question, which is, Summer, who are you?
Yes, indeed, it's a huge question. Well, let's make it simple today. My name is Samer Yamin. I'm born and raised in Beirut, Lebanon. I moved to France when I was 20 years old to study electrical engineering. So I finished my studies in electrical engineering in Toulouse. After my master's, I did my PhD with Renault, the car company. And then after my PhD directly as an electrical engineer, I joined CERN. And so this is from my professional and my career point of view. On a personal note, I love the beach and the sun rays of the Mediterranean. I have learned to enjoy the mountains, especially when I moved to this area. I hope this is good enough of introduction.
Yes, it is. So how long have you been working at CERN?
I moved here in January 2016, so it has been approximately 5 years, a bit more than 5 years I'm working at CERN.
And what do you like most about your job here?
What I like most about my job is, I would say, is a delicate mix of this human interaction and technical work. What I mean really about this is that I found myself in a team of people with really diverse backgrounds that helped me grow personally and professionally. So this I enjoy a lot. In addition, I have found myself quite often facing a problem that I had to open my university book. So going back to my university years, so to make it brief, is like what I like most is the people around me help me grow and the challenging technical work that I have to do on a regular basis. This will not let me forget my university years.
So coming back to the past, even before university, I would like to know, what do you miss most about your childhood in Beirut, if anything, and also about those years living in France?
As you mentioned, I come from Beirut. It's a very peculiar city that combines, I would say, beauty and chaos. And this is why I enjoy it a lot. I have so many good memories in Beirut. So I miss this joie de vivre and, as we say in French, insouciance of Beirut. So we think about the day, we enjoy the day, we never think about tomorrow. So this, in my lifetime, in my childhood in Beirut, I enjoyed this a lot and I miss it now. From Toulouse, I miss the student life. I have been a student there for 6-7 years. I enjoyed it a lot. The taste of a perfect croissant or a pain au chocolat, I love it. By the way, we call it in Toulouse chocolatine. It's not pain au chocolat, okay. But pain au chocolat is so it is a city with great food, extremely warm people. That entirely reflects the warmth of the weather of the city. So I miss this a lot, all these aspects of Toulouse and the very, very beautiful architecture with the red brick, with the red bricks. That's why they call it the pink city of France.
So let's imagine now, because I'm gonna dream big and I'm gonna imagine myself writing a novel in Galicia in front of the Atlantic or even in the Mediterranean, as you mentioned. And I would like to know, Summer, what are your dreams?
Well, thanks for the question, Irani. It's a very good question, indeed. So I have and I had plenty of dreams growing up and even now. I have always dreamed to be a part of a project that pushes boundaries, a bit of boundaries of human intelligence, of human knowledge, even human capabilities, which I really feel I am a part, I have achieved in partly or in a whole by joining the CERN team. So I think this was, I would say, a childhood dream, is to work on a project bigger than myself, bigger than the communities, bigger maybe sometimes at the limits of humanity. So this I always dreamed of it, and I'm enjoying it. Another dream I have, which I didn't achieve, unfortunately, is to be a bit more involved. So I come recently aware about all the environmental impact that humanity is having. So I would dream at some point to be involved in more and more environmental projects that could help impact our daily lives, how to make a more sustainable future, a better planet to our next generations. So from this respect, I think I have to pursue my dream on a better future, on a better planet for tomorrow.
I would like to know what comes to your mind when you hear the word beauty.
Well, for me, beauty can be, I think, many things. I don't know. It could be a very simple, very, very simple hike, a nice hike in the mountains with the beauty, with the splendor of nature, of the mountains, of the lakes. And to be a bit more abstract, I think beauty, and this comes a bit to what I mentioned earlier, is people working together and achieving something bigger than themselves. Mm-hmm. And this is more of an abstract point of view I have about what is beautiful. So the team could give more than what each individual can give. So this, for me personally, this reflects the beauty of the human mind and shows the diverse group of people working on a common goal. And this can achieve to be what could be impossible, considered impossible previously. So I think, yes, from this respect, there's this beauty of this human interaction, human working together that people can show on a daily basis. And if you look very, very closely on the human interactions, we see this beauty of people working together.
There's a poet called Khalil Gibran. I'm sorry for the pronunciation. He was also born in Lebanon, and he wrote this verse, which says, "I would that my life remain a tear and a smile." And I would like to know, Samer, what does this verse suggest to you?
Yes, thanks, Irene. I mean, first of all, Gibran, Khalil Gibran, more known in Lebanon by the three names. Gibran Khalil Gibran is one of my personal best writers and poets. Maybe it is a bias because we share the same homeland. I mean, he comes from Lebanon, a bit northern part, north from Beirut. And being a Lebanese descent that grew up in the U.S. and had education in the U.S., I think it gave him a broad perspective. So this, I enjoy his readings. It resonates a lot for me, for my lifestyle as well, for my experience and life till now. It resonates a lot. He talks about how he moved to the U.S. And all his childhood. So I personally, on a personal note, I enjoy him a lot. So I would recommend, I highly recommend to the listeners to read or listen to his work. So now coming back to the poem, you said, "I would that my life remain a tear and a smile," if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, this verse, I think it resonates the sorrow and joy that Gibran lived in his life. So I think it resonates as well with his life because he lost so many family members when he was young. Approximately 19 years old, he lost his mother, his sister, and half-brother, if I'm not mistaken. So I think this is a perfect example of his words, of his life. And then the joy was he was celebrated afterwards as one of the prodigious writers and one of the most known from the Middle East, and he has contributed a lot by other of his writings like the Prophet or others. Now, for me personally, this verse would remind me of a smile of my young days, I would say, in Beirut, going back to the to Beirut, to Lebanon, and as I said, this insouciance of the youth when I lived in Beirut. This smile, I think, it brings every time I remember these memories, I have a smile on my face. To the city of Beirut, which is what I thought was larger than life. And I think the sorrow today is what has become of the city. I mean, we heard recently what happened, everybody knows. So I think this sorrow is engraved in many of my Lebanese compatriots and people that come from there, from Beirut. Hopefully the smile will come back soon.
So our previous attorney, Antonio Perin, he wanted to know, what do you think will really change in 10 years in your life and in society?
Well, if you're hearing Antonio, if you're hearing a podcast at some point, thanks for the question. Well, in 10 years, I'm optimistic that society will be a better place to live in. Environmentally, we live in a sustainable society. We live in a more harmonious, more respectful of rights to minorities, to different people, to everybody, basically. I hope we live in a sustainable lifestyle. So this is a hope, and I think it will become true, and because now we are becoming more and more aware about our impact of our actions, how we are consuming and how we are treating the nature. So I think we will be in a more harmonious, more sustainable lifestyle. For me personally, and this coming back to being a high Lumiere at the CERN, I would be very hopeful that I would be looking at the HLHC running and the luminosity of the LHC is increasing as planned and even more. So hopefully the LHC, I will be seeing the High Lumi and I'll be here witnessing the run of the High Lumi project.
So Samer, you've just become the interviewer. So please feel free to ask to our next CERN anything you want.
Okay. To the next CERN, I would like to ask him, what is his or her favorite memory of his work at CERN?
Okay, that's a good one. So, Samer, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Irene. Thank you for having me. I think it's a very nice discussion. A very nice way to learn about CERN's, and thank you a lot for this initiative.